Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tongariro National Park is the oldest national park in the country, and of course it's one of our most well-known scenic landscapes. Some of the biggest drawcards are these stunning emerald lakes near the summit of Mount Tongariro. But unfortunately, they've been under threat for some time thanks to an invasive weed species. For the past 5 years, the Department of Conservation has been working hard to rid the lakes of these weeds. And this morning, they announced the initiative has been a success. George Taylor is Operations Manager for the Tongariro District. He joins me now. Hi.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Nice to talk to you. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. No, we're very... happy with the progress so far, and we've got the most of it.
We love a good news story, and tell me about the problem and when you noticed it.
Okay, well, so Juncus bulbosa, so it's a weed that's come in from either Eurasia or North Africa. It's come in, and it's frequently spread by animals. You know, water contaminates soil, and it's possible it's came in and introduced by people walking on the Tongariro Alpine Crossing. That's the problem we were faced with. It was discovered some years ago, and we developed an approach, and from 2019 we've been working to try and eradicate this weed.
I'm taking a look on the website. It's not a completely unattractive weed. Like, if you saw it, you wouldn't think, oh, yuck, get rid of that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about invasive species. You know, some of them can look, you know, quite as though they've been there or established and been there for some time, but, you know, they're just not meant to be there.
Gee, it's incredible that that it could travel somewhere like that from that far away. You know, these things must really want to spread.
Well, I mean, it's not surprising. You know, the Tongariro Alpine Crossing is a very popular track, and Emerald Lakes itself sort of sets itself up as the, I suppose, the natural lunch spot for all users. Basically because it's, you're right, almost in the middle, and it's a pretty scenic spot to stop for lunch.
Yeah, I haven't come across those Emerald Lakes before. Can you describe them for us?
Oh, well, yeah, in doing the Tongariro Alpine Crossing, you come down from the high point in towards the centre of the track called Red Crater, and you're coming down. It's quite renowned in terms of the descent from Red Crater down to Emerald Lakes, and they look, you know, essentially like that. They've got a lovely sort of emerald green colour, and you'll see sort of nearby fumaroles, and so it presents quite a distinctive sort of mark on the landscape. And of course are considered sacred by the Hapungati Kikairo Ki Tongariro. Entering the lakes is highly disrespectful, and we ask people to observe that.
Despite how tempting it might look on a hot summer's day.
That's right, quite often we've had to run across users who've sort of been tempted and look to them to sort of pay respect to that lake. You know, it's not meant for dipping.
Why was this weed species considered such a threat? What were you worried about?
It's like any weed species. It can, you know, once they're established, it can be extremely hard to eradicate. And we felt that we had the opportunity here because it was quite localized to work on it and then preventing from spreading to, you know, much larger lakes in the area like Blue Lake, and which is just along the track. And if we were to found it established there, we'd have a much larger problem.
Okay. What was the process for eradicating it?
So we developed a process based on our problem, I suppose, and it included methodology of spraying by hand at place and also using a helicopter with a boom spray. We choose the times when it's right to do it, and we choose two visits during between December and February, and we make sure that, you know, we mitigate by the fact we've got good weather. The lake is low and not outflowing water is the right time to do it. And, you know, it's sort of subscribing two visits a year. We've managed to get it down to very little, if not any, showing in the lake and just a small sort of infestation close by the lake.
Good stuff. I guess that's the next target, is it?
Certainly is. I mean, the work hasn't stopped. And if we did stop, you know, we'd potentially have the problem of it reinfesting and, as I said, getting into making a much larger problem. But yeah, can all but eradicated is what we can say, but not eradicated at this stage.
You mentioned the Blue Lakes. How close are they, and what is the risk to them?
So when people do the Tongariro crossing, so Blue Lake is another sort of spot, which is about probably approximately a kilometre along the track from Emerald Lakes. And yeah, it's you've got that sort of significance of the landscape. As I said, it's, you know, all these features on the landscape. It's a sacred area for iwi and hapu place.
And so are you 100% sure the Blue Lakes don't have this rush?
Well, no, you don't, never do know, but we're continuing to monitor. We're also doing what's called eDNA testing shortly, and that just gives us an extra layer of actually understanding you know, our sites and what we may or may not have present at site. So that's an ongoing thing. That's what we're going to be initiating, you know, in the next weeks to get more information.
In fact, I understand that this weed eradication is part of a large project to work on environmental sustainability in the park. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So we've been working closely with Ngāti Kaitō Ki Tongariro to ensure the experience of walking the Tongariro Alpine Crossing, that's safe and sustainable, yeah, and both culturally and environmentally. And that sort of feeds into the wider goal about, you know, within the site in Tonga National Park, recognising its unique aspects. The continued work on biodiversity values along the Tongariro Alpine Crossing is among the changes that we're introducing to strengthen the cultural and heritage values in the area. This is not the only weed we know that's present there. We've also got willow that's probably established on the, potentially by the winds. And yes, like a lot of places around Aotearoa, we're dealing with wilding pines at place too.
Oh, jeez. How are numbers at the crossing?
It's a good question. Okay, so we're still working through to the end of the traditional season, which is, you know, comes up in the next couple of weeks, 30 April. At this stage, yeah, we are looking like it's been the busiest we have been since pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And that, you know, could potentially put us around, you know, in excess of 100,000 people per annum.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Do you notice that when you're up there? Do you notice the numbers?
Certainly though. Although, you know, it's quite an extensive track, 90 kilometres, and people tend to spread out. But yeah, when on a busy days, you really do notice there are some natural choke points where some people are lining up. But essentially, the nature of the track still provides for the experience despite the numbers. But we're working on this with this project to understand, you know, what would be the ideal carrying capacity. And it's been aided, particularly this year, by the introduction of a booking system.
Oh, okay, that's good. Is that the first year you've done that?
Certainly is. In this stage, yeah, the booking system is primarily in place to ensure people are well informed, and also sort of requested information, you know, which includes cultural information that they're able to provide and actually read up upon before they undertake the Tongariro Alpine Crossing.
What's your advice to Kiwis wanting to do it? When's the best time? When are you least likely to run into Australians?
Obviously, those peak times and yeah, that align with, you know, our neighbours' holidays. But in saying that, you know, the traditional season runs from October through to the end of April, and it presents the best conditions in terms of weather. It doesn't negate the site being accessed all year round, although, you know, alpine conditions, true alpine conditions exist during the winter where you have to have specialist skills to to navigate the track.
Yeah.
There's a range of options. You can actually sort of undertake it yourself. You can undertake it being guided. We just ask people, you know, really inform themselves either via a website.
Particularly
around that information.
For sure. But there's no particular day that you'd recommend, apart from avoiding holidays where you can.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's just, you know, some of our weekdays can be busy days because of the weather. You know, and we've had, for example, I think probably about a week ago, we had users waiting for an entire week for the weather to clear to present the opportunity. And once a good day presents itself, it's all on.
Hey, George,
obviously, busy weekends are Easter and through those holiday months. Yeah.
Hey, nice to talk to you. Well done on this little win, and good luck keeping that weed out.
Thank you, Jesse. Much appreciated.
George Taylor's Operations Manager for the Tongariro District.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.